is your next step. And wouldn't you know it, we're on the campus of Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse to be exact, for the final high school game of the MAC Rotary Shootout. It's a boys matchup between the Arcadia Valley Tigers and the North County Raiders. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. We just saw the Fox Warriors in action, the girls team against Father Tolton. It was Tolton taking home the 68-58 victory over Fox. Earlier today, Potosi topped West County and Greenville with a big victory over Bismarck. And we started the day with a very close contest. Kingston getting a big win over Lesterville, 57-55. And we're concluding our high school games tonight with Arcadia Valley and North County. North County with a 3-1 record into this game. Arcadia Valley at 3-3. And we'll hear from both head coaches coming up right after this on J98 The Booth. Stay with us.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Boyer Lumber, service and quality.
Boyer Lumber,
the way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber,
we know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber,
we have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber,
and help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
Welcome back on the pregame show on J98. Andy Humphrey with North County head coach Jimmy Palmer as we get set for tip-off between North County and Arcadia Valley at the MAC Rotary Shootout. Coach, you usually face Arcadia Valley in these matchups here at MAC from year to year. And what do you know about Arcadia Valley going into this one and what you want to try and focus on?
I know they're a scrappy bunch. Anytime we play AV, we know we're going to have to bring max effort. They're going to play hard. They're going to play with a lot of grit, and they're well coached. So, if we can limit our mistakes, then we should be fine.
And you go into this one with some key contributors on different sides, a lot of football players on this team, so some pretty good athletes. But what have you seen in the first few games as far as what the identity of this team might develop into?
Yeah, I think we're playing great ball right now. Our team chemistry is unbelievable on the court as well as off the court, which really helps. And again, we have 9 seniors, 7 of them play significant minutes. So anytime you have seniors that get a lot of minutes, it helps from a leadership standpoint as well as experience. So we're lucky enough to have that. And, I like where we're at as a team right now.
Do you want to try and find an interior presence in this one, or maybe find some outside shots, or maybe do you want to focus on defense in a game like this?
We're just going to play our game. We've really started to extend pressure in the full court all 32 minutes this year. That'll lead to transition layups for us. But as far as from a half court situation, we're going to shoot threes. We're going to try to get the ball inside, penetrate, get to the basket. We're just going to play basketball.
Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck out there.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate the coverage.
Jimmy Palmer, the head coach of the North County Raiders. They're getting set to take on the Arcadia Valley Tigers a little bit later on J98 The Boot. Stay with us.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back on the pregame show on J98, getting set for tip-off between Arcadia Valley and North County. And Andy Humphrey here with Ricky Turnbow, the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Coach, going up against North County, you face them here in this tournament usually every year, last three or four years at the very least. But you're familiar with North County, what you might know about them. What do you want to try and see to focus on as far as what challenges they might bring to you tonight?
They've got a lot of good shooters from the outside, you know, starting with Hayden Sprinkle. Every time we play him here, it seems like he hits two or three from the red line, and it's tough to guard that when you got a kid that can shoot like that from that deep. But, you know, we saw him in the preseason scrimmage, and I've kept up with their scores a little bit. They're having a really good year, and we're struggling a little bit right now, and we're trying to find our identity and get on track, and so we've got our hands full for sure, but hopefully just come out with some determination and compete and play hard, and just, you know, at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for. But it feels like a little bit right now we're not getting that completely, so that's kind of what we're looking for, and just see where it goes from there.
We haven't really gotten a chance to see you since the Thanksgiving tournament. Over these last few games, you say you've been struggling a little bit. What sort of things do you think you want to improve on, starting with this game here tonight?
Seems like we're giving up too many easy baskets defensively, and some of it's just not being smart. You know, and offensively, just seem like we're in a hurry and not making great decisions. And so, you know, both sides of the ball, really, we've got to do a better job. And this is a tough matchup for us to try to get on track. But you know, you got to come out and play hard every night and try to get better.
You've had some pretty good performances early on in the year from Jeremiah Moore, we've seen. Also your freshman point guard, Carter Brogan. But who do you want to see be a key contributor in this one against North County?
I think we've got a bunch of seniors that have the experience, and we got to contribute as a team, I think, more so than just individuals. And we got to make senior, you know, decisions, and not decisions that, you know, make bad passes that aren't there, and you know, you don't hustle on a loose ball, or you don't crash the boards, and we got to do all those things, and it's got to be a team effort for sure.
Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck out there.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That's Arcadia Valley head coach Ricky Turnbow joining us on the pregame show. We're getting set for Arcadia Valley and North County in just a few moments on J98.
Butler Supply is your source for electrical, septic, and communication products. Hi, I'm Dustin Reese, manager of Butler Supply in Farmington. Our knowledgeable sales associates provide valuable product information and can assist you in determining what size generator you require, what Ameren UE incentives are available when updating your lighting, and to select which water heater works best for your application. Butler Supply, dedicated to our customer success and providing exceptional customer service for over 40 years. Online at butlersupply.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey at the Mack Rotary Shootout inside Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Arcadia Valley and North County gearing up to do battle with each other in the fifth and final high school game of the day. Full day of hoops here in Park Hills. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss. Starting out with the North County Raiders, they go with Nick Parker, Carson Kikek, Hayden Sprinkle, Isaiah Poyer, and Hunter Johnson. And for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, they have Austin Wren, Carter Brogan, Jeremiah Moore, Peyton Whitehead, and Tatum Jones. North County in gray uniforms, and they've got a funky pattern along the side of their jerseys with yellow and blue stripes, and the blue numbers and letters on the front and back with the yellow trim.
It's a vertical stripe comprised of horizontal stripes.
I approve. It is Arcadia Valley in their white uniforms, yellow numbers or gold numbers on the front and back with the black trim, and white jerseys, white pants, and lightly colored gold stripes down the side of the pants as their starting lineups are introduced. After the conclusion of this game, the Mineral Area College men and women will get underway. First, the women will take on Arkansas Baptist, and then the MAC men will host Illinois Central to close out the MAC Rotary Shootout. Jeremiah Moore at the center circle for Arcadia Valley to tip it off against North County's Hunter Johnson. Getting set for the final high school game of the day inside Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. Glad you're with us on J98. And also, if you're watching us on our stream at MIMOinfo.com. Here's the tip off, and moving left to right is Arcadia Valley. That's switched if you're watching online. Arcadia Valley with the basketball, and it's Carter Brogan. Bounce pass right side to Whitehead. Brogan gets it back on the cut, drives to the low block. Guarded closely, he'll have to back it out to Whitehead again. Swing around to Wren, thought about the three, instead backs it out. Gives to Brogan at the top once again. Guarded closely by Sprinkle. Gives right wing to Jeremiah Moore. Looking at the elbow, he finds Tatum Jones, who hands to Moore. He'll try a three from the top of the key. That's too strong. And Hayden Sprinkle with the rebound for North County. Quick outlet up the court. And he finds Isaiah Poyer, who backs it out. Now they swing it to the other side. Here's Sprinkle. He'll try a long three and hits it.
That's what Sprinkle does best. He just makes plays, does a little of everything. He's the team leader in assists, rebounds, and by a margin, points scored.
He also takes Steph Curry distance-like three-pointers. Here's Tatum Jones, who stops at the elbow and kicks it out to Wren, who almost lost the handle but saved it from going out of bounds. Now to Brogan. Sprinkle guards him up top. Brogan, weaving through defenders, puts it up with the left hand, just rolled off the rim. North County clears the rebound. They have a 3-0 lead under 7 to play first quarter. Driving and dribbling it off the foot was Poyer, and he lost the basketball. Back come the Tigers. AV the other way in front of us. Here's Peyton Whitehead on the near side. Drives with the left hand. Tough shot at the elbow. Missed everything. Saving it from going out of bounds. Tatum Jones kicks out to Wren. Left it short on the three. And a rebound by Hayden Sprinkle once again. Brings it up the floor himself. Bounce pass left side to Johnson at the top now with Carson Kikek. They'll swing to the other side. Here's another three try for Sprinkle, and he hits from the corner. Back-to-back threes.
And both of his threes, he's been wide open. This time he just snuck away from his defender. I don't know how you lose track of Hayden Sprinkle. He is the number one player you got to have more than just your own two eyes on at all times.
Tigers break the trap on the other way, and here comes Carter Brogan between the circles. Sprinkle not making it easy on him, and then gets called with the foul. Got a little bit too close there, so the first foul of the game goes on North County's Hayden Sprinkle.
Brogan's a player who has impressed me. The little bit I've seen of him so far, only a freshman, but he doesn't play like it. He's got a lot of composure.
Wren looking around, throws it in the backcourt. Whitehead chases it down before it falls out of bounds and brings it back into the front court. 6-0, North County has the lead. Whitehead hands off, but a foul beforehand, and they're going the other way. It's a moving screen on Jeremiah Moore.
It just moved his feet in the last second there so he could clip the defender, Nick Parker, and he got called for the moving screen. Easy call.
5:43 to go first quarter. North County has the lead and the basketball. They swing it around to the left side. At the top, here's Nick Parker. Looks right side to Sprinkle. Into the elbow with Johnson. Bumped into a man. Found his teammate at the low block and gets it up and in with the foul. That's Isaiah Poyer, who has a chance to complete a three-point play. And it's 8-0 North County early on.
Nice strong play by Poyer down low. He was oversized, outmatched, and was still able to bank it home.
Foul was on Tatum Jones. The free throw is good from Poyer. 9-0. North County on top of AV. Austin Wren brings it up the floor for the Tigers. Hands to Brogan as he crosses half court. Now back to Wren in the far corner, drawing a double team as his teammate was right there next to him. Instead, he backs it out and draws a double team again. Spins away. Gets right inside the arc. Pulls up from 15 feet. No. Rebound still fought for, and Brogan comes down with the offensive board. Goes back up with it. It's blocked by Johnson and hauled in by Poyer. Back come the Raiders. Here's Parker driving to the middle of the lane and then to the far sideline, and he'll swing it around the perimeter. Looking in his Kekek, he finds Johnson. Goes up strong but traveled beforehand. Hunter Johnson turns it over for the Raiders, who still lead at 9-0 with 4:47 to go first quarter. Tigers trigger it into Jeremiah Moore, getting guarded closely by Carson Kekek. Moore crosses half court. Kekek still with him. Passes into the elbow with Tatum Jones. Tries the rip-through move. Bounce pass to Moore. It fell to Wren, who then got it to Jones. Looking inside, finds Moore. A hook shot is short, but a foul. I think they'll get Kekek with this one, and they will. So two shots at the line for Jeremiah Moore. Last time we broadcasted a game that featured Jeremiah Moore, he was the leading scorer. He had 21 points in the third-place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Is short on that first free throw. So Tigers still scoreless in the first 3.5 minutes of this ball game. Here's the second shot. It's up and good. So it's 9-1 Raiders. And Hayden Sprinkle has the point duties up the floor for North County. Hands to Kekek. Nice find in the middle of the lane. Parker lays it up and in with the left hand. 11-1 North County. 4 minutes to go, first quarter.
Parker just caught his defender playing in the passing lane. Cuts straight to the basket. Easy look once the ball got its way to him.
Brogan receives it on the far side. Bounce pass into Moore in the low block. Kicks out to Tatum Jones. Spins around just inside the free throw line. Tough shot. Missed it. And it's rebounded by Nick Parker. Back come the Raiders. Passes left side to Hayden Sprinkle. Brogan picks him up. Sprinkle will pass right side. Poyer thought about the three. Instead, he'll go right to Sprinkle again. He'll take the long shot and missed it, but got his own miss and then off his hands. Last touch by Sprinkle. And looks like four new players onto the floor for North County and a couple more on the Arcadia Valley side as well. And Ricky Turnbow for Arcadia Valley wants a timeout with 3:35 to go in the first. 11-1 North County with the lead. We'll thank Potosi R3 School District, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum in Crystal City, State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss, and Butler Supply in Farmington for sponsoring our broadcast from the Mack Rotary Shootout. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. North County's found some pretty good shots early on, and boy, can Hayden Sprinkle shoot.
I mean, you can't give Hayden Sprinkle an inch of space, let alone leave him all alone in the corner from downtown. That's an easy make for him.
Both teams retake the floor. Arcadia Valley has the basketball. Into the game now is Dakota Jones. He'll inbound it. Gives it to Jeremiah Moore, up the floor to Carter Brogan. Tries to drive to the low block against a bunch of bodies. Got it to Dakota Jones, but a jump ball was called. And it's going the other way. Possession arrow with North County.
Brogan has to know that you can't try a bounce pass down there when you're that close with that many legs in the area. It's going to be an easy turnover. And even if your guy does get it, he's going to be surrounded by defenders.
Sprinkle was the only one that didn't come off the floor for North County in that almost wholesale change for the Raiders. He receives it on the right wing. Almost lost the basketball, but gathers it again. Now to the near side, drives baseline. Bounce pass in the middle of the lane, and that's a shot from Sean Pruno that was partially blocked, and Arcadia Valley clears the rebound. Here's Jeremiah Moore. Spins away from a defender. Long two, and too strong. Rebounded by Sprinkle. Correction, that's by Pruno. Gives it to Sprinkle on the near sideline. Brogan picks him up. Correction, that's Whitehead. Nice entry pass in the middle of the lane, and a jump ball is called. Sprinkle wanted to find his guy, John Starkey, waiting for it in the middle of the paint. But jump ball will bring it back to the Tigers. Dakota Jones to inbound. North County showing full court pressure. Gets the ball in, and it's to Eli Vandergriff, who runs the point for Arcadia Valley, moving left to right. Vandergriff, bounce pass to Moore, faked the three, drove baseline, and drew the foul on the floor. It goes on Starkey, his first. Three team fouls for North County, two for AV. Dakota Jones to inbound it. Underneath the basket for the Tigers. Gets it in, and that is Mikey Sizemore, who gets it into Moore at the low block. Missed the shot. I think it was blocked, and a rebound pulled down by Starkey. Up the floor come the Raiders. Quick ball movement. They got a lay-in at the low block. It was missed, but a foul. A good chance for Tyler Johnston to get an easy bucket, but instead he'll get two free throws after the foul on Dakota Jones.
Johnston with the near miss there, and that's one he's got to make. I know that he got fouled on that play, but he's the biggest guy on the floor, and when he has an opportunity like that where he's releasing it right at the rim, he can't miss.
Here's his first shot. It's up and good. Makes it 12-1. North County with 2:18 to go first quarter. Johnston with one more as Hayden Sprinkle came off the floor for North County, and taking his place was Poyer, who's back on. Both free throws are canned by Tyler Johnston. Makes it a 13-1 game. Long pass to the far sideline, hauled in by Whitehead, and got it to Sizemore at the top. Sizemore guarded closely by Poyer. Gives it to Jones. Nice back cut by Whitehead. Lays it up and in.
And like we saw earlier with North County when they did it, Poorman was the defender that time. He got caught cheating a little bit, trying to play the passing lane. And Poyer just cut to the rim.
Colton Poorman gets it out wide on the far sideline, and that's to Pruno. Gives it back up top. Here is Starkey. Now to Poyer, who will drive with the left hand. Put up a floater. No. Dakota Jones with the rebound for Arcadia Valley. Moore kicks out to Vandergriff for a three, just rimmed out. Offensive rebound initially by Dakota Jones, but he lost it out of bounds. Back onto the floor comes Carter Brogan, as well as Tatum Jones. Whitehead and Moore will step off for AV. As Colton Poorman inbounds to Isaiah Poyer, who brings it up for North County. 13-3. Raiders with the lead. Here's a three ball for Hunter Johnson. It's good. Johnson on the scoreboard with his first three. 1:08 to play first quarter. 16-3. Raiders have the lead. And a steal. Poorman takes it away. One-on-one with Brogan. Tough shot. Got to go on the lay-in. Colton Poorman, the high school quarterback for the Raiders, gets the fast break points, and another timeout called by Ricky Turnbow for AV. 18-3, Raiders have the lead, and we'll step aside as well with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. A 15-point lead for the Raiders on J98 The Boot.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is Dick and Country, J98 The Boot, KTJJ Farmington, Festus St. Genevieve. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at MyMoInfo.
It's been all North County so far in this first quarter. 53 seconds to go, 18-3. Raiders have the lead over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We want to thank Mineral Area College, as well as Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, for sponsoring our broadcast this evening. Mikey Sizemore receives the pass on the inbound on the far sideline for AV. They move left to right. Carter Brogan with it at the top. He drives with the left hand, then backs it out. Into the game now is Cody Hubbard for North County. He guards Brogan, who gets it to the left side with Dakota Jones. Bounce pass to his brother Tatum. Drives and then tripped and then got it to Brogan, who lost the basketball. Poirier comes up with it for North County. 28 seconds to go. Poirier all the way through traffic, gets it to go.
He made that look so easy, so smooth, but that is a high-difficulty play to pull off there.
5 points for Poirier, 20-3. North County has the lead, 15 seconds left. Tigers have the basketball. On the near side, here's Vandergriff, looks inside. Tatum Jones stepped out to receive the pass. Inside at the low block, Brogan put up a floater. That's good with the left hand. 3 seconds, 20-5 is the score. And a last chance heave for Sprinkle. He got it!
Whoa.
From three-quarters court, Hayden Sprinkle.
And it looks like he does that all the time. He's just got a blank expression on his face. He makes that look so easy.
9 points, three threes for Hayden Sprinkle in the first quarter. 23-5. North County has the lead after one quarter of play. We're back on J98 after this.
JR joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington. Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center, your ultimate outdoor toy store. And JR, I hear even Santa Claus shops at Midwest Sports Center.
Yes, he does. Holidays are right around the corner. We've got a bunch of machines. We're making deals on everything.
Folks need to stop by and see you, right?
Yep, stop by, see JR at Midwest Sports Center.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive, Farmington, Missouri.
And what's the phone number?
573-756-7975.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products in our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Start the second quarter of play inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Hayden Sprinkle nailing a three-quarters court heave at the waning moments of the first quarter. He gives his team a 23-5 lead over Arcadia Valley. An entry pass for North County on the other end. Hunter Johnson missed the lay-in, got the offensive rebound. Here's Sprinkle with a long three, and that's no good.
It was halfway down, though. He took that from the Cardinal logo on the sideline.
Luke Savage brought down the rebound for the Tigers, who come back the other way from left to right. Sizemore runs the point, gets a ball screen, passes to the far sideline. Here's Savage again, who almost traveled, but then got it to his man Tatum Jones, and then back out to Sizemore. Now with Jeremiah Moore, who's back in the game on the near sideline. The right wing guarded closely and then gets it stolen. Hunter Johnson was there to help out Pruno, or correction, that was Kikek, who delivers a hard screen to Sizemore, and now a three for Sprinkle. He cans it again. Hayden Sprinkle, 12 points in the first half so far, all on three-pointers, and on the other side, it looks like Sizemore stepped over the baseline as he was trying to inbound it, so a turnover for AV.
Sprinkle, as well as any player in the listening area, forget his shooting, he gets himself open so well. He is one of the most active players without the ball in his hand.
26-5, North County has the lead, under 7 to play second quarter. Hunter Johnson at the top, gives it left side. Here is Hubbard to Parker now, and over to Johnston at the top, gives to Sprinkle. At the top again, gets a ball screen from Kikek. Sprinkle still with it, drives left hand, and kicks out to Johnston. Tried a three from the corner. No. Long rebound, still fought for. Whitehead comes down with it with a head of steam the other way, but lost the basketball. Nick Parker picks it up. One on two. He'll take on both of them and get the bucket and the foul. And a chance for one more at the line. 28-5 North County with the lead. Foul goes on Luke Savage. And Nick Parker with a chance to add to his total.
What an aggressive play there. He doesn't have the numbers advantage. He didn't have the size advantage either. Jeremiah Moore, the tallest player for Arcadia Valley, was there in the paint at 6'4", and yet he still attacked the rim, got rewarded with two, and one more here.
It rattles out, but an offensive rebound by Sprinkle, and the Raiders keep it. Under 6.5 to play second quarter. Sprinkle, nice move to the lane, and a finger roll with the left hand is good. Make that 14 points for Hayden Sprinkle. Gives his team a 30-5 lead. Peyton Whitehead against Nick Parker. Brings it up the floor for the Tigers. Gives to Austin Wren, who's back into the game, far sideline. Into the low block now with Moore. Stepped out for a few feet and pulled up from about 10 and missed it. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. Last off of the Tigers. Dakota Jones comes onto the floor for AV. Takes off Austin Wren. And under six to play in the first half. It's been all North County so far. They lead by 25. Nice find by Hayden Sprinkle to a cutting Nick Parker. He lays it in again. It's been a clinic so far for North County against AV. Jeremiah Moore brings it up the floor and spins away from a steal attempt by Kikek, who will get ticketed with a foul, his second.
And the turnover difference has been huge so far. Still plenty of time left in the second quarter, but it's already six turnovers AV to North County.
Brogan at the top for Arcadia Valley. Drives with the left hand, kicks out to Savage. He'll try a three from the far corner. No. And a long rebound to Colton Poorman for North County. Outlets to Hayden Sprinkle. Drives with the left hand. Gets it knocked away before he shot it. Nice defense by Peyton Whitehead to backtrack with 5:21 to go, second quarter. 32-5. North County has the lead over AV. They move right to left. Nick Parker at the top for the Raiders. Looks right side. He gets it to Kikek, who wants an option inside now as they keep it on that far sideline. Switching through Poorman. Now to Sprinkle against Whitehead. Sprinkle pulls up. Mid-range jumper. Good. 34-5. North County leads it. Four subs waiting to come in for the Raiders. As Arcadia Valley has it the other way. Pass stolen away by Hayden Sprinkle. Stepped in front of the pass from Dakota Jones. Sprinkle tries another long distance three, and that's off the mark. Rebound is a long one and falls to Savage, who gets it to Whitehead, who settles things down. Passes to the near sideline with Brogan. Low block to Jones and tried to switch it to the other side of the court. It falls between Savage and Whitehead, and they lose it out of bounds. Another turnover.
That's already the fifth in just this quarter alone for Arcadia Valley. We're not even halfway through the quarter.
Tatum Jones and Eli Vandegrift come onto the floor for Arcadia Valley. And it's Poyer, Pruno, and Tyler Johnston, and John Starkey onto the floor for North County. Staying out there is Colton Poorman. Poyer with it to Poorman, who faked the three, then drives through a couple defenders, through a lot of traffic, and
travels.
Yeah, it's a travel.
Or did he? One official signaled travel. Now they're saying Arcadia Valley gets the ball.
Yeah, I was looking at Poorman's reaction. He didn't like the call, so I assume it was traveling, and then Arcadia Valley has it underneath the other basket. They go back the other way, break the press. A lay-in from Vandegrift is missed. And a rebound pulled down by Tyler Johnston.
How do you miss that? He was wide open. No one in front of him.
Here's Poyer. Drives with the right hand against two defenders. Tough shot. Got it to go. Isaiah Poyer has seven and makes it a 31-point lead for North County. Peyton Whitehead. Up court pass to the near sideline. Here's Brogan in the corner. Backs it out to the top again, guarded by Poorman. Brogan now backing it out even further. He'll drive from the right hand, or the left, I should say, and he missed the lay-in. Rebound Pruno. Here comes North County the other way. Pruno still with it, goes to the baseline. Bounce pass to Johnston was fought for by Tatum Jones, and a jump ball is called. It should be going the other way with the Tigers, as they bring on Austin Wren and Mikey Sizemore again, and Cody Hubbard returns for North County. Red and Sizemore back in for 3:21 to go, first half. It is 36-5 North County, and they turn AV over again. Poyer has it. He'll try a three from the top, rattles out. And a foul is called underneath the basket on the rebound attempt. It goes on, I believe, Sean Pruno.
That inbounds the last time they tried it. I don't know what went wrong there, but there was a big miscommunication. It was chucked to nobody.
Pruno with his first, and AV back with it the other way. Jeremiah Moore tries a three from the far corner. No, and Cody Hubbard brings down the long rebound. Fell down, but kept his dribble and brings it back the other way.
Looking like he belongs with the Globetrotters there.
Cross-court pass to Poyer, who tries a three, and that one ricochets off the rim and then over the backboard. So it'll belong to the Tigers. With under three to play first half, 36-5, Raiders have the lead. Full-court pressure again from North County. Wren gets it to Dakota Jones. Gives it back to Wren now, and North County backs off. Wren bounce pass to Tatum Jones, who stepped out on the left wing. Into the left corner with Sizemore to the top now with Dakota Jones. Drives left hand and to the left wing with Sizemore, who is sizing up Hubbard. A fake from Vandergriff. He stepped in a few more feet and hit a mid-range jumper. So he is on the score sheet. Eli Vandergriff makes it 36-7. Those are the first points of the quarter for AV with 2:16 to play in it. And looks like a traveling called on the other end by the Raiders. Pruno tried to drive to the bucket and couldn't get his feet set. As North County brings on four new players again, it's Sprinkle and Hunter Johnson, as well as a couple of new faces, Kaysen White and Jalen Reed.
Cody Hubbard also checks in for North County.
Here's Vandergriff, and he'll get it to Wren. Long up-court pass to Tatum Jones. Corralled it and missed the lane on the other side. He was contested, though, by Hunter Johnson on the backtracking. And then Sprinkle has the rebound. Gets it to Cody Hubbard. Cross-court pass to Reed, who goes to the elbow. Finds Johnston. Kick out to Hubbard. Fake the pass. Got it to Johnson again. Crosses court over to Sprinkle. Thought about the three. Goes back to Johnson, who tries the three from the left wing. No good. Long rebound comes to Hubbard, though, and North County keeps it. Into the corner now with Reed, who looks inside with a minute 35 to play first half. Nice 1-2 play from Johnson and Reed, but Jalen Reed missed the lay-in and a rebound to Wren. Here come the Tigers the other way. Kick out to Vandergriff. Swings to Wren. He'll try a three from the top. That's good. Austin Wren is on the scoreboard, and 36-10 is the score. North County still with the big lead with a minute 9 to play in half number one. Hubbard gets it. Hands to Sprinkle, who tries another three from the parking lot. That's missed. And Wren clears the rebound for Arcadia Valley. Gets it to Vandergriff, to Sizemore, then into the near corner with Dakota Jones. Tries a three and way too strong. Falls to Sprinkle on the rebound. 47 seconds in the first half. Sprinkle still with it. Tries a floater. That's too strong and missed to Vandergriff, who gets the rebound. Up to Wren. Weaves through Reed and Sprinkle. Got it to Sizemore. And then to Vandergriff. He'll try a three. Off the front iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Jones. Kicks out to Wren. Another three-point try. He hits again. Back-to-back threes for Wren. 20 seconds to go. 36-13. North County has the lead. Hayden Sprinkle has a ball screen from Reed, but won't take it. He's going to hold for the final shot with 10 seconds to play. Goes right side to Hubbard. He'll try a three, and that's missed. Offensive rebound, Reed. Got it on the putback with a lay-in, and time expires in the first half. 38-13, North County leads big over Arcadia Valley into the locker room, and we'll have the Midwest Sports Center halftime show right after this on J98 The Boot.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no-bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no-bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no-bull deal and no-bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And we're back on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show alongside John Malone. I'm in Humphrey as the North County Raiders lead big in the final high school game of the Arcadia Valley, or not the Arcadia Valley tournament, but the Mac Rotary Shootout on the campus of Mineral Area College. 38-13, North County has the lead over AV. Into the locker room they go as we take a look at some of the stats, and it was the Hayden Sprinkle show in that first half. 16 points in the first two quarters, including a three at the end of the first quarter from three quarters court that beat the buzzer, and he finishes with 16 first half points. Also joining him are Isaiah Poyer, who has seven. Nick Parker has six with 3 points. Hunter Johnson, and all with 2 points, Colton Poorman, Tyler Johnston, and Jalen Reed. On the other side for Arcadia Valley, their leading scorer is Austin Wren. He had back-to-back threes to end that first half. Finishes with 6 points in the first two quarters. Also with 2 points apiece, Carter Brogan, Eli Vandegrift, and Peyton Whitehead. Jeremiah Moore has also provided 1 point for Arcadia Valley. Those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. We'll take another break. We'll be back with the winning coach of the game we had a little bit earlier on AM 800 KREI. It's the head coach of the Potosi Trojans, Brett Hale. Sean Malone spoke with him after the game. We'll hear that conversation next on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Boyer Lumber, service and quality. Boyer Lumber, the way that it should be. Boyer Lumber, we know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came. Boyer Lumber, we have it all right here. Boyer Lumber. And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Butler Supply is your source for electrical, septic, and communication products. Hi, I'm Dustin Reese, manager of Butler Supply in Farmington. Our knowledgeable sales associates provide valuable product information and can assist you in determining what size generator you require, what Ameren UE incentives are available when updating your lighting, and to select which water heater works best for your application. Butler Supply, dedicated to our customer success and providing exceptional customer service for over 40 years. Online at butlersupply.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome back to J98, the Boot, for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. And I'm now joined by head coach of the Potosi Trojans, Coach Brett Halen. Coach Halen, congratulations on the victory. It seemed like you guys really found an identity throughout this game. And Jacobson wasn't really his best scoring night, but you had plenty of other options to go to, it seemed.
Yeah, you know, I think, and he didn't play a great game, Noah. And he's a little injured, and I'm not going to make any excuses. And then he kind of turned it again. He's got a little ankle issue. But, you know, I think those big guys that we have are pretty skilled. They got to learn how to stay on the floor. They're fouling too much. But, you know, if we can get those guys the ball, they can put it in the hole. And I think that is for sure going to be our second option. You know, it's Noah and then get the ball to those two guys inside.
And your defense was also really impressive. A lot of times you were turning defense into offense.
Yeah, you know, we did a little bit better job, and we need to do that. You know, DeMond Guthrie, I thought, played his best game of the year defensively, and he's got to do that. You know, that's his role, and that's what he can do to help us. So, you know, I think for the first time all year, he really, you know, did some things defensively, and he missed a couple layups he got fixed. But, you know, he was a big lift for us there on the defensive end.
It seemed like even though he was able to return to the game, Jacobson wasn't able to push it as hard as he normally would. Did he return to the game in part because of Kane and Kaufman fouling out?
A little bit, and you know, he's still our best ball handler, even if it's slow, you know, and we want him to shoot free throws. We thought they were going to foul there at the end. So we thought even if he could just, you know, go a little bit, he could still help us on the floor. So, you know, hopefully he's going to be okay. I think he will. He just has some ankle issues, and he twists them a lot. But, you know, we've got a game Tuesday, so he's got a couple days off, and I think he'll be fine.
Who's that game against on Tuesday?
We play DeSoto at DeSoto on Tuesday, so that'll be a tough one.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Go get some sleep. You and your boys certainly deserve it after the long trip last night and the big victory today.
All right, thank you.
Head coach of the Potosi Trojans, Brett Halen, joining us here at the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. Once again, they're victorious by a final score in this one over the West County Bulldogs, 68-55. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning products is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products in our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Ladies Laundry Pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and No Bull Service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. North County leads 38-13 over Arcadia Valley in the final high school game of the MAC Rotary Shootout tonight. Following this game, the Mineral Area College women's basketball team will take on Arkansas Baptist, and then the men will take on Illinois Central. North County starts with the basketball, switching sides, moving left to right in their gray uniforms. At the top here is Johnson. He goes to Sprinkle on the near side wing. Inside to Poyer, to Parker, and the pass was errant from Sprinkle, and he has to go back court to go and get it, and that's over and back. So an early turnover for the Raiders, who had almost a spotless first half, leading by 25 at the break. So impressive offense so far as Whitehead brings it up the floor for the Tigers, moving right to left. Goes to the left side with Jeremiah Moore, who stepped in and then goes to Brogan. Now up top with Wren, drives with the left hand, pulls up, and that jumper is too strong. Poyer clears the rebound for the Raiders. Bounce pass to Johnson. Hunter Johnson looking for an option on the inside. A bit of a zone look from Arcadia Valley. I think it's 2-3, and Sprinkle almost trapped in the far sideline as they try and double-team him. He drives baseline, gets it out to Kekek at the low block, missed the shot. Rebound still fought for, and eventually Poorman gets it and gets it over to Parker. Here's Sprinkle. He'll try a long three again. Cans it. Hayden Sprinkle, 16 first-half points, adds another three to it. That's his fifth long ball of the game, has 19. And with 6:37 to go in the third, his team is up by 28. Here's a three by Dakota Jones. It's way short. Up court pass from Sprinkle. Gets it to Parker. A tough lay-in. It's good. And Parker adds to his total. He has 8 points in this one. And it's a 30-point lead for the Raiders. Now Brogan will try a three for AV. That's missed. And Johnson tips the rebound to Sprinkle. Brings it up the floor, and Sprinkle picked up by Jones. Goes left side, Hunter Johnson on the far side wing. Now into the corner with Parker. Bounce pass to Poyer, still on that left side. Now they cross over to Sprinkle. He's open from three again. This time he missed it to the left. Rebound still fought for. It falls to Hunter Johnson. Missed the putback. Got his own miss, and then laid it up off the glass and in. Tough shot for Hunter Johnson, but his hustle gave him another 2 points, 45-13. North County once again starting fast in this third quarter. Carter Brogan almost lost it, now brings it back himself. Tough lay-in, the scoop is no good with the left hand. Moore gets the offensive rebound, puts up a floater that's missed, but he gets a foul. And he'll have two shots at the line after the foul on Isaiah Poyer, who picks up number one. Pretty clean game so far as fouls are concerned. Just six total fouls on North County and four for AV as Moore missed the first free throw. He is one of three at the line tonight. Has one more after a few substitutions. Tatum Jones and Eli Vandegrift back on the floor. Also Mikey Sizemore. Second free throw from Moore off the front iron, no, and a rebound by Sprinkle. Gives to Parker, who crosses half court. guarded closely by Sizemore. Bounce pass to Johnson, who gave it back to Parker. To Kikek at the free throw line. Quick ball movement, an open three for Poyer off the front iron, no good. And a rebound to Sizemore up the court to Brogan. Slows down and missed the lay-in, got his own miss, and then put it right back up and in. Almost disaster for Carter Brogan, but he cleans up the mess, and it is 45-15, under five to play, third quarter. North County still with the big lead as Johnson backs it out for his team up top to sprinkle with the left side wing. Poyer receives it, drives, and stops at the free throw line for a jumper. It's missed, and offensive rebound by Parker. Tried to put it back up and in. The ball's on the floor. Like two or three guys fighting for it, and eventually they call jump ball. It belongs to AV. So Luke Savage, who just checked in for the Tigers, he'll inbound. Raiders show full court pressure. And an upcourt pass for Vandegrift. He's all alone, one-on-one, stopped, and let Poyer pass him before he laid it up and in. Heads-up play from Vandegrift to stop his momentum and cuts the lead to 28. Here's Johnson in the near corner. Cross-court pass knocked away by Brogan but couldn't keep it from going out of bounds. So with 4:11 to play third quarter, North County has it on the far sideline. Gets it into Sprinkle between the circles and threw it away. He thought Parker was going to stay where he was, but Parker had cut. And so a turnover for the Raiders. They lead it 45-17, 4:07 to go third quarter. These two teams face each other at the MAC Rotary Shootout pretty often, and this is about the third or fourth year that they've done so in a row. So they're pretty familiar with each other on this floor. Bounce pass on the far sideline to Vandegrift. It's tipped away on the pass, but eventually fell to Tatum Jones. Gets it to Sizemore on the left wing, who backs it out to the top. Parker guarding him closely. Sizemore to Brogan in the short corner, who then backs out to the left wing. Gets a ball spring from Sizemore. Passes to Tatum Jones. Tries a long two. Hits it. Tatum Jones is on the scoreboard for the first time. He cuts the lead to 26 points. Four new players ready to come in for North County. They go to the left, now to Johnson, short corner. Backs it out, long pass to Sprinkle. He's all alone from the far corner, and he hits it again from three.
Yeah, I get the ball is on the opposite end of the half court, but you still can't leave Sprinkle that wide open. They'll find ways to get it to him.
He's got 22. Makes it 48-19. Tatum Jones backs out with the basketball and goes right side to Savage, who drives to the free throw line, gives back to Jones, spins against Johnson, had to back it out. Brogan will try a three for AV, and he hits. Carter Brogan has 7 points in this one, five in the second half, 2:40 to play in the third, and it's 48-22. Raiders have the lead. Into the corner they go with Carson Kikek. Backs out to Sprinkle. Now up top to Parker. They'll go to Poyer on the far sideline now, who backs out and takes the spot of Parker to Sprinkle. To the corner with Nick Parker. Drives baseline. Gave it to Johnson. Waiting for it in the middle of the paint and laid it up and in. Jimmy Palmer wants a timeout. Probably want to get his subs in. So he'll take a 30-second timeout with 2:18 to go in quarter number three. He has a 50-22 lead over Arcadia Valley up on the Butler Supply scoreboard. Thanks to Butler Supply and Farmington for keeping the J98, KREI, and KJFF scoreboard lit up tonight. If you're in need of electrical or plumbing products, visit Butler Supply and Farmington today at butlersupply.com. Also want to thank the Soap Lady in Bonterre, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, Comtree of Festus and YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus for sponsoring our broadcast tonight from the MAC Rotary Shootout on J98 The Boot, as well as online at MIMOinfo.com on our web TV broadcast, which you can find on YouTube. AV has the basketball moving right to left. Inbound to Tatum Jones, gives to Sizemore as the full court pressure backs off for North County. Sizemore crosses half court and then backs out to the top. Peyton Whitehead into the game again. He drives right side and then goes to the far corner. Lob pass almost fell out of bounds, but Tatum Jones saved it. and got it to Brogan, who drives with the left hand, stops from about 10 feet, puts up a floater. No, got his own miss, works his way around a defender, and lays it up and in. Nice rip-through move from Carter Brogan, who's adding to his point total in this third quarter, has 9 for the game. Sprinkle with it, right wing. Gave to Pruno, now to Colton Poorman, who's back in. Cross-court pass to Sprinkle. He'll try a long two. It spins out. Whitehead the rebound the other way for AV. Up-court pass to Sizemore. Ran into Sprinkle there, and it's a blocking foul. So Sprinkle picks it up. He has 2 fouls in the game now, and looks like Sizemore will get a couple tries at the line. Mikey Sizemore, the 6-foot senior. First 2 trips to the line tonight. Ricky Turnbow was asking how many timeouts he had left. It was a bit of a delay, and I think they might have to wipe up some sweat underneath the bucket as well after Sprinkle took a tumble.
When considering how often he's been running around, you can imagine that he's going to be a little sweaty when you hit the ground like that. It's going to get slick.
He's got 22 for the game and 6 three-pointers. Next, 50 to 24 is the score. North County has the lead with a minute 24 to play third quarter. Inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. Sizemore misses the first free throw. On come Jeremiah Moore and Dakota Jones for Arcadia Valley. One more for Sizemore, who releases with the left hand, and it's good. 50 to 25. North County has the lead. Cody Hubbard back onto the floor for the Raiders. He takes off Hayden Sprinkle. Sean Pruno gives Hubbard the basketball, who brings it up from left to right. To Pruno now. 2-3 zone from AV. Gets it to Hubbard on the right side wing. To Poorman. Back to Hubbard. Thought about the three and traveled as he tried to spin away from the double team. 1:11 to play third quarter. Long pass to Jeremiah Moore on the inbound. And Whitehead brings it up for the Tigers. They're swinging around the perimeter. And driving it inside was Peyton Whitehead, who got hacked. And the foul goes on John Starkey. Picks up his second. Inbounding it is David Horn for Arcadia Valley. Underneath the basket, gets it to Moore, tries a hook shot. It just rims out. And a rebound pulled down by Sean Pruno for North County. Brings it up himself, hands to Hubbard left side. Draws 2 defenders. Gets it to the left with Starkey, who takes his place at the top. Starkey looking around, gets it to Hubbard. Drives to the middle again, now to Poorman, far sideline. Entry pass to Starkey, hesitates, and then puts it up and in over Jeremiah Moore inside. And John Starkey with his first points, 52 to 25. North County has the lead, 20 seconds to play third quarter. Dakota Jones, bounce pass to Jeremiah Moore. He'll try a three, he hits it. Jeremiah Moore hitting from the near corner on the three-point try. He has 4 points, cuts the lead to 24. Here's a last chance he for Sean Pruno with time winding down in the third, and it's missed off the front iron. And that is the third quarter. 52-28, Raiders lead it over the Tigers. We're back with the fourth quarter after this on J98.
Your locally owned, the UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Been all North County so far. They lead it 52-28 as we start quarter number four inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Final high school game of the day at the Mac Rotary Shootout at Bob Secrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills. Want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Leadington, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, as well as their new locations in Farmington, Park Hills, and Bismarck. Raiders will start with the basketball, moving left to right in this fourth quarter. Leading scorer is Hayden Sprinkle. We'll see if he even needs to take the floor again in this one with his team up big as the fourth quarter begins. Raiders with the basketball. Cody Hubbard in the far corner looks inside, gets it to his man. That is Tyler Johnston. Had his shot blocked, rebounded by Poorman, puts it up with contact. It's just short, but he'll have two free throws. The foul goes on Luke Savage, number two on him. And Colton Poorman, who had a pretty nice season as North County's quarterback for the football team, puts up this first free throw, and it is up and good.
Made it to the dream team as well.
He is a dual threat guy. Can do it through the air and on the ground. Here's his second try, and that's also through. 54-28, North County has the lead. Poorman has 4 points in this one. Austin Wren back into the game. He brings it up for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Hands to Horn on the far sideline to Dakota Jones at the top. Tries to spin away from Poorman. Into the game now is Taylen Jones, the third Jones brother, and he is into the game for the first time as it's knocked out of bounds last off of the Raiders. So AV has it on the far sideline. They get it into Wren, who fakes the pass and tries to drive with the right hand. With 7:18 to play, fourth quarter. Luke Savage with it now, near sideline, tries the floater near the baseline, no. And Hubbard brings down the rebound for the Raiders. He looks up court, gets it to his man on the far sideline. That's Kaysen White to Poorman on the opposite end. Inside to Johnston, missed the lay-in, got the rebound, and looks like a foul was called underneath, and so Johnston fouled trying to get that rebound after the miss.
I think it was over the back that they called on him.
Yep. So his first foul, he takes a seat, and onto the floor comes John Starkey again. A steal the other way, Colton Poorman. One-on-one with Savage. He missed the lay-in with the right hand. Rebound still fought for. It calls to Dakota Jones, I should say, who settles up the floor himself. Passes right side to Wren. Bounce pass to Horn. Into the short corner he goes. Luke Savage stops at the low block. Tried a floater. No. Both Savage and Horn bring down the rebound. Horn tries to put it back up. He missed it. And Starkey with the rebound for the Raiders. Back they come from left to right. Handing to Poorman. Here's Hubbard. Bounce pass to Pruno. To Poorman again up top. Now right side. Here is Kaysen White. Back out to Hubbard. To Starkey. To Pruno again. Far sideline. To Poorman. Quickly to White. He'll try a long two. Left it short. And David Horn with the rebound for the Tigers. Gives to Wren at the point. Spins away from his defender, White. Bounce pass to Luke Savage. Triggers it into the low block to Dakota Jones. Now back out to Savage. To Horn on the other side. And he'll settle it with Wren. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. 54-28, North County has the lead. Here's a drive from Taylen Jones. He got fouled going up with the basketball. And he'll have a couple shots at the line after the foul on Pruno. So Taylen Jones, the 6-foot freshman, the youngest of the Jones brothers currently on the AV roster. Here's his first shot, and it is short off the front iron. Tatum Jones retakes the floor, and Roger Curtis also is into the game for the first time. Jalen Reed returns for North County. Here's Taylen Jones's second free throw. It's missed. His brother Tatum gets the offensive rebound and puts it right back up and draws the foul. This one goes on Starkey. That's number three on the Raiders forward. So Tatum Jones with some shots at the line. He makes his first. 54-29. Raiders still with the lead as Jones misses the second shot and rebounded by Starkey, gives to Poorman, who brings it up the floor. Poorman draws two defenders. Curtis deflected his pass, but Poorman got it back, and his initial pass is taken away by David Horn, and looks like Horn carried the basketball as he tried to go out on the fast break for AV. Still a 25-point game. Raiders with the advantage. Hubbard right side to Reed. Faked the pass. Tries to get it to White. Inside they go to John Starkey. Underneath the basket. Tough angle, but he drew the foul. It goes on Tatum Jones. That's number two. So John Starkey, who has 2 points in this ball game, has a couple of shots at the line. First one is good, makes it 55-29. Raiders with the lead, 5 minutes exactly to go in this ball game. Following us will be Chad Speaker and the Mineral Area College women's basketball team. We'll take on Arkansas Baptist about 10 minutes after the conclusion of the game in front of us. Both free throws are in from John Starkey. He has 4 points, extends the lead to 27 for North County. Under five to play, fourth quarter. Backs out to Tatum Jones on the other end for AV. Hands to another new face into the ball game. That's Steven Pursley. Pursley receives it from David Horn and then dribbles it off his foot. Poorman dives for it and comes up with it. Gets it to Hubbard as well. Hubbard, bounce pass to Starkey, tried a 10-foot jumper, no. And Taylen Jones with the rebound, he races back the other way for AV. Pass was deflected away by Poorman, and he couldn't save it from going out. Poorman active on defense in this last couple of minutes. Tyler Johnston takes the place of John Starkey on the floor for North County, who lead at 56-29, 4:15 to go. And the inbound pass stolen away by Kaysen White. He's all alone. He lays it up and in. Kaysen White with our drive of the game brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Perryville. And a pass to Roger Curtis is broken up on a foul by Jalen Reed, who picks up foul number one. Gilster Mary Lee Corporation is hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package includes miles, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas, and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371 or online at gilstermarylee.com. The seventh team foul on the North County Raiders means a 1-1 chance at the line for Roger Curtis. And he makes the first one, so he gets another. 58-30 is the score. 4 minutes exactly to go in this ball game. North County looks well on their way to improving to 4-1. Second free throw missed from Curtis, and a foul is called underneath, and it's on David Horn. That's his first personal. Only the third team foul on AV. North County with the basketball. Corton Poorman runs the point. Passes left side to Hubbard. Now to Reed up top. Draws two defenders. Reed dribbling against Jones. And Curtis there to swarm him, but he gets it to Johnston. And then over to the other side with White. Now far sideline with Corton Poorman. Looks inside. Picks up the dribble. A pass stolen away by Roger Curtis. Gets it to Taylen Jones. Right side to his brother. Or correction, that's David Horn. Handling it, Stephen Pursley. Now back to Horn, who's keeping it away from Tyler Johnston. Taylen Jones now up top. Drives through one defender. Took a shot from inside the paint that was well short. and rebounded by North County the other way. Hubbard settles, goes far sideline with Poorman. Johnston received a pass, and he traveled. John Starkey will take the place of Johnston now. And Luke Savage back onto the floor for AV. Takes off Tatum Jones. 58-30, North County has the lead. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Pursley runs the point for AV, moving right to left. Here's Curtis on the left wing. Hands to Luke Savage. Now to Horn up top, who drives right hand against Reed. Picked up his dribble, looking for an option. Now he goes over to Taylen Jones in the far corner. To Roger Curtis. Hands to Horn. Almost lost the dribble. Picked up the dribble and now has to pass it off. Gets it to Savage, and Poorman almost stole it away. Savage tries a three. It's short. A foul underneath before the rebound by Reed. And Pursley picks it up for Arcadia Valley, his first personal. And just the fourth team foul on the Tigers. 2:24 left in the game, and the Raiders have shown a pretty impressive defensive and offensive performance in this one. Bounce pass to Starkey, drives baseline, lay-in is missed. Long rebound to Poorman, though, as they keep it. Here's Jalen Reed. He drives, kicks to Starkey. He'll try a three. That missed to the right. Hubbard, another offensive rebound. Tries a bounce pass in the middle of the paint. It knocked away to Reed. Stepped inside the free throw line. He gets it to Hubbard, who tries a three. That's missed. Another offensive rebound by Starkey, and he draws a foul. It's on the floor, so it looks like he'll have a one-and-one chance. The foul goes on Kenneth Smith. Or correction, that's on Roger Curtis. And my mistake, I was looking on the wrong side. That's just the 15th foul on Arcadia Valley, who then get the basketball right back on the inbound. And Savage will put up a floater, missed it, got his own rebound, and put it back up and draws a foul. Looked like he got knocked in the face, too. He seemed to be squinting his left eye after putting up that shot. Foul goes on Hubbard, number one on him. 1:43 to go in the fourth quarter, and Savage nails the first free throw. 58-31, North County leads it up on the Butler Supply scoreboard, and the second free throw missed by Savage, and Poorman with the rebound to Hubbard he goes. Butler Supply in Farmington celebrating 75 years service in the community. Electrical, plumbing, lighting, fasteners, telecom, and tools. Butler Supply located off of Hunt Road in Farmington or online at butlersupply.com. Jalen Reed tried a turnaround jumper inside the paint. Missed it, and the rebound to Taylen Jones. Quick outlet the other way to Pursley. Drives to the left wing, picked up the dribble, gave to Taylen Jones. In the near corner, he's trapped by Reed and Poorman, and a foul is called. Right near the baseline, it goes on Reed, who picks up his second, and Taylen Jones will have 1-1. He's 0-2 so far at the line, with his team down 27 with just over a minute to play, and that one's off the front iron and missed. Rebound comes to North County. Here's Hubbard on the far sideline, gives to Poorman, who faked the three. Now to Hubbard into the corner. To Poorman again, who looks around and now takes the dribble to the right side. Here's Starkey, who now tries a three, and he cans it. Starkey with 7 points now after his first three-pointer. 40 seconds to go, 61-31. North County has the lead. Here's Savage, tries a long two just off the front iron and trickles out of bounds. So North County has the basketball and a running clock as per the clock rules. When teams up 30, keep the running clock going, 20 seconds. Bounce pass to Poorman. And it looks like they're content with just holding on to the basketball. Starkey on the near sideline. He is looking in with 8 seconds to go to Hubbard now. And Hubbard going to dribble out the rest of the seconds, 3, 2, and 1, as North County rolls over Arcadia Valley in the final game of the high school side of the MAC Rotary Shootout. 61-31, they take the victory and improve to 4-1 on the season. Arcadia Valley drops to 3-4. We'll have more on the postgame show right after this.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.
It's the final in the MAC Rotary Shootout. North County defeats Arcadia Valley 61-31 up on the Butler Supply scoreboard as Sean Malone joins me alongside me. I'm Andy Humphrey as North County closed out with quite a performance in the MAC Rotary Shootout. Their leading score was Hayden Sprinkle, finished with 22 points, including a shot from three-quarters court at the first quarter buzzer to nail it and give his team a 23-point lead after a quarter of play. That was our play of the game, brought to you by Unico Bank. See them in Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, as well as their new locations in Farmington, Park Hills, and Bismarck. Or you can try them online at unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you. Other high scores in this one, and really for North County, it was all Hayden Sprinkle. They did have some pretty balanced scoring. Nobody else in double figures, though. They did have Nick Parker, who contributed 8. With 7 points apiece were John Starkey, Isaiah Poyer, and Hunter Johnson. 4 points for Colton Poorman, 2 points for Tyler Johnston, Jalen Reed, and Kaysen White apiece. Leading scorer for Arcadia Valley was Carter Brogan. He finished with 9 points. 6 points for Austin Wren, 4 points apiece for Eli Vandegrift off the bench, as well as Jeremiah Moore. 3 points for Tatum Jones, 2 points for Peyton Whitehead, and 1 point for Mikey Sizemore. Well, coming up next here on J98, Chad Speaker will have coverage of the Mineral Area College men's and women's basketball teams. The women will start first. They take on Arkansas Baptist College inside Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse here in Park Hills for the conclusion of the MAC Rotary Shootout. And then following that, the MAC men will take on Illinois Central. Sean, it's been a fun day so far.
It has. Lots of great basketball games on hand. Some of them a little more one-sided than others, but we got to see some very impressive performances from some very talented players, and well, now the college teams get their turn to play.
Should be fun to watch, and we hope you join us for it here on J98 or join us online at MIMOinfo.com on our web TV stream. That does it for Sean and I, but stay tuned for Chad Speaker, who will have coverage of the Mineral Area College women's basketball team taking on Arkansas Baptist College. That's next here on J98 The Boot.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber.
We have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber.
And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Butler Supply is your source for electrical, septic, and communication products. Hi, I'm Dustin Reese, manager of Butler Supply in Farmington. Our knowledgeable sales associates provide valuable product information and can assist you in determining what size generator you require, what Ameren UE incentives are available when updating your lighting, and to select which water heater works best for your application. Butler Supply, dedicated to our customer success and providing exceptional customer service.